This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. One of my go-to nurseries for native plants, Prairie Moon, sent me an email talking about what they call snow sowing. Since winter's not giving up, many are talking about winter sowing, that is, sowing seeds over the snow. What? It's called dormant seeding and is a technique used in hand sowing larger areas, say a wildflower or grassy area. It takes care of what's called stratifying. Cold, moist stratification occurs before the first growing season, resulting in a more successful establishment of forbs or wildflowers and sedges, which are often overwhelmed by the grasses. You get good seed-to-soil contact without disturbing the soil. There's also higher soil moisture at the time of germination and less need to water the site. You can sow small and large seeds together. I'll link you to the full instructions on their website from gardenbite.com. Another idea from the University of Minnesota is to start those seeds in a milk jug outside. Won't it freeze? Why, yes, it will. This method is typically used to give your vegetables a good start. It's great for cool season veggies, in particular kale and spinach. UMN Extension Master Gardener Teresa Rooney says annuals and perennial seeds also work just fine. However, she's found that seeds for more tropical plants will not grow. That's what happened to mine many years ago. So this year, I'm trying spinach. You already know I'm experimenting with indoor planting of spinach. I have pictures of both. Cut a clear milk jug nearly in half, leaving a 1-inch hinge under the handle. Make sure you have room for at least 2 inches of soil from the bottom and add another inch. Plant only one kind of seed in each container. Water so it looks like mud. Duct tape it closed, label it, take it outside, and poke holes in the bottom to drain it. I've got full instructions on gardenbite.com. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.